So, last time we were, which was 2 weeks ago, right, we discussed the laws of Cholav Akum, so then move on to Gvinas Akum. So Gvinas Akum is a little bit more complicated, because it kind of appears, while Cholav Akum was clear, wasn't 100% clear, but it was pretty clear we were concerned about it. We were concerned about them mixing in non-kosher milk into the kosher milk, right? So Gvinas Akum is a little bit more unclear, as we'll see. They don't know. And it's mentioned differently in the Mishnah. It's actually a difference in earlier Mishnah. We've been constantly focused on the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hey in Avodah Zarah. So the prohibition of Gvinas Akum is earlier. Now just a factoid to get out of the way, then theory Gvinas Akum should be more makel than Cholav Akum. Why? Because apparently non-kosher milk does not turn into cheese. That is at least an accepted scientific fact in the Gemara.
Like it or not.
And therefore if it turns into cheese, then you should have nothing to worry about.
So halakhically it doesn't turn into cheese. Whether it actually can turn into cheese is irrelevant.
I saw they sell cat cheese.
I don't know. So at least at the time of the Gemara, that was the assumption that was true.
The process of making cheese, I thought was that.
The process. Well, okay. So what were they so concerned about? So let's take a look in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, "Parkein ma'amidim against Maseches Avodah Zarah." I mean, shegazru al gvinas hagoyim. Right. So they had a gezerah. They put a gezerah about gvinas, the cheese of non-Jews. Ubay, they asked. So my time of gazru ba. So they ask, why did they put this gezerah? Now notice this question is not right there. This question is in the Gemara. So the Mishnah establishes this Gezeri Ges Gvinas Hagoyim, and the Gemara asks, so why later on? So in fact it mentions that they purposely didn't reveal it right away. I mean the Mishnah says they didn't say what the reason was. So then the Amoraim jump in and they all suggest there's five or six different reasons here. So my time is so the Yavle Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Taima Mishum Giloy, because it was left uncovered, which is a concern that maybe a snake got into there, which is actually the next simon is about Giloy Mayim, things like that. So that was the concern, that a snake might have gotten to it. Rabbi Chanina Yayiv Taimi Bifnei She'iyev Sharla below Lach Tzuke Chelev, that there wouldn't be any, it wouldn't be impossible to not have any fat, I think.
It's milk,
that's Tzuke Chelev, that there wouldn't be other types of milk. Lushmul Armi Bifnei Shema Midin Osa Be'or Kevas Nevela. So his reason is because they would put in this the keva of a nevela, meaning yes, they would take the rennet from a cow, but that was nevela rennet. It wasn't regular rennet. Now, incidentally, there's you might recall a discussion we had in the beginning of Basar V'Cholav about cheese making, right? Where it discusses why should it matter, right? If the thing is majority kosher milk and you only drop in this little bit of rennet, so it's much less than shishim. You don't even taste the rennet anymore. It's really just the milk. The rennet is just causing the reaction, but you don't really taste it at all. So what's the big deal, right? So there they understand, they developed this concept called the davar hamabit, something that holds up everything else. So that's the problem with the rennet. And then there's a couple of other reasons that here, Ravada Bra'avam Rifneshim Chalkin Paneha B'Shuman Chazir, that they would put in, inside the pans these pig fat, right, lard. Ravchizam Rifneshim Amidin Osabachomates, that they would put in vinegar, which was possibly Stamienim. Ravnachmar Yitzhakar Rifneshim Amidin Osabisraf Orla, they would put in things from Orla. Okay, then they ask, maybe you should be more concerned. Okay, and then they leave it. So now, the Beis Yosef continues on and says the next thing, probably where it says Vida, right? Is that also bold? Yeah. So it says, Vida, Shekasav HaTosav Shemer Bein Tam Ki Akshav Lomat Sinu Tam Pashat Lesu Gvinas Hagayim, that you could go through one reason after another, and maybe none of them really apply today anymore. Right? Tama Isser Mishum Nikr, that really the main reason is because of Mishum Nikr Karebi Yeshua Ben Levi. That really is because to make sure it's safe and clean, like Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi said. The Chaim Kavasi, really we should pass him like him. Even against Rabbi Yochanan, and we shouldn't even be concerned about not kosher milk. Right, the Goyim aren't stupid enough to put in not kosher milk. That because it's not going to work, it's not going to stand. Right, that's the assumption, that it's not going to work. So elavadai ina tam ela mishum nicker. Rather, the reason must be because of the snake stuff. Ve'anu she'ein nachashim mitzuyin beinenu ein iser mishum. Giloy, and we don't have any snakes around anymore, so we shouldn't have any concern about Giloy. So maybe there shouldn't be any concern about about non-kosher cheese. So there shouldn't be any concern about stam cheese. But gam b'harmi makomos yishah ochlan osan. And he records that there are many places that relied on this kula. Because it was clear they didn't use the rennet. They made it out of flowers. The gam one narvona hitiru. And in Narvona, which is where it's southern France, I think. I think it's southern France. So they matred it. Hitiru osam komosan. They shamidu osam b'prachim. Plus they use flowers. Flower. That's right. Miu b'mukomu senu. But where I live, shamidu osam a cave. They still use a cave. Omer Rav Yitzchak sheish tam ksas last time if they shemayif them olkim a cave ba'ora. That now there's a good, there's back to a reason to use it because they salt the cavas and perhaps they're using cave in the Velas, therefore there's a reason to worry about it.
Is this the Beis Yosef talking about where he lives?
No, that's the Rebbeinu Tam Toi. That's all within Tosos. Now, it is true that, right, the Chasam Mordechai Shalom Hitir Rebbeinu Tam El Becholev Lassos Bogvina Aval Lo Becholev Shechav Lachila Velchusach Lachasad Ein Lach L'Shem HaAmi B'Or Cave in the Velas the Havi Leis Fake Sveika. He says that Rebbeinu Tam's Heter, although he doesn't really give a heter, he asks it. Ela b'cholei v'lasos b'gvina, where it was milked for the purposes of cheese. Aval lo b'chel of shechavu l'achila v'lakusach, but if it wasn't milked for that purpose, then I guess he would be machmir.
Yeah, because you don't know what he mixed in.
Because he might have mixed, then he might have mixed in other things without any concern. Fine. This discussion continues that goes Ashiri, etc. If you go to the bottom, or at least for me it's the bottom, it says Vaharashba. There's another paragraph that begins with the Rashba, Vaharashba.
Are we Torah, still in the Beis Yosef?
Continue in the Beis Yosef. It says Vaharashba Torah Habayis Katan Bayis Gimel Shinvav Tzadi Amid Beis Kasav Mekomel Sheyaduam Minhag Hagayim.
Oh, right. Here, over here, where the lines get wide. Left side.
First point line on the left.
So he says, so this is the Rashi. We're talking about Rashi is a totally different part of the world. He's in Spain, right? So we know the minhag of the non-Jewish, Eima Arvin Li'olam Achela, that we don't mix in Chalav Tamei B'Tahor. Shemiyasu, it's disgusting Lahem. V'chein Yadua, and it's known, Shenahagu Lesor Latuach Pnehem B'Shuman Chazir. And it's known that the minhag that they don't do the Shuman Chazir Kegayim Halal, Sheochum Gvina B'mei Tanisam. The Asur Lahem Lechol Basar Ba'osam Yamim. And because they eat cheese on certain of their fast days, and they're not allowed to eat meat on those days. That's what I was wondering, right?
They don't eat eggs either.
So in Yoni Dioma, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, or I was also thinking maybe it's Ramadan, but maybe Ramadan. Yeah,
they don't eat it all.
They don't eat at all, but do they also not eat meat or something? Don't Muslims have something about not eating meat?
For Ramadan,
they eat meat, right? They have feasts at night.
They eat meat. They eat meat all year long. It's halal. Ramadan, they don't eat sunrise or sunset.
I once went to I went to a sports camp with Najwi when I was younger, and I remember the Muslim they had kosher food for the kosher kids. It was in New York, and then they didn't have any special food for the Muslim kids, so he used to get the bean burritos. That was his shot.
But my Islamic resident would eat kosher meat.
Right.
He said that's good enough.
Right, they rely on I heard someone from the Star Cave. I once heard a sheep from someone in the Star Cave said beferish that they'll put a halal hechsher and rely on the Star Cave. They don't even send their own mashgiach.
Well, Hindus
even though it's
right,
it would be nevi'ilah.
That would be by him. Okay, so Rashba is what Barcelona is, the northern part of Spain, right? So that's probably Christian territory.
Well, the Arabs will not eat is lard. They won't eat anything from
right. They won't eat pigs. So okay. Unclear. So, v'chein yadua she'im amidin b'or cave in the vela ela b'tzitzei prachim. And it's known that they only make it in this way. Afilu kain. So here comes the Rashba and says, Afilu kain aser lechol gvinas goyim. Still, it's aser to do it. Why? Because it seems like this is what we call a davar sheb'minyan. Was a gezera like wine like stam yenam also. V'chol davar sheneser b'minyan afal pisha asru l'taina uvetela hataina ha'iser b'makomo. Who omed the yisr? Even though it was made for a certain reason, and the reason has gone away, the yisr stays in its place. Adkan. That's what the Rashba says, and that seems to. Then he goes on and quotes. So that seems to be the shitas of other. That's what the Rambam holds, and He says there was a tshuva that was written about that, but that's how the Beis Yosef continues on, and that's how he's going to pass it, as we'll see shortly.
So, nowadays, I assume that the kosher cheese is made with a vegetable rennet. In fact, I've heard that most
of the vegetable might be a chemical, it's just an enzyme.
No, I read an article once about it. I also heard that most cheese nowadays is made with a vegetable type of
rennet.
So the question is that was there ever a time and period where the kosher cheese was made from a cava where you're sure it was from a kosher animal?
Well, yeah, that's
then the vitamin
in the
20th century, in 1900s, in the United States.
Yeah. I don't know. You could ask the Raskuses.
Yeah.
They might have details on that.
Wouldn't it be an issue of milk and beef?
What?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but it seems from what they're saying that the issue was that the cava came from a novella. If the cava came from a kosher animal, it would be okay.
Like the stomach.
It's the stomach, the inside of the
stomach.
So but there is no issue with milk and meat.
I'm trying to recall what the problem was.
In biology, that's why enzymes.
But I know that we learn in Basar V'Chalav that you have to, like, beat the cave. If you want to eat the cave, you have to, like, beat it. And
so that's the chal.
Yeah.
The chal is the
Udder. That's the udder. I'm not sure why the udder should be any different, but the same principle.
It's full of milk.
Yeah, but the cave probably is full of milk. It was full of milk, too. You know? I don't know. It's they put it, they make the cheese in it.
Yeah, once they put it in, that's
remember.
Gotta go check the tape. Okay. So in Kuftes Vav Sif Beis, and now in the Shulchan Aruch, so how do we pass and see? We pretty much see where the Mechaber is headed. The Mechaber says in Kuftes Vav Sif Beis.
So we got a page.
Reish Samach Aleph.
Okay, right there.
Yeah.
So I keep my page.
So.
Hey, my Kleenex.
So the Shulchan Aruch says, right? Kvinos of the kochavim asrum mifnishem amidu asam beor kevas shchitasam shehin nevela ba'filo hamidua ba'asavim asur, right? Ba'asavim asur, right? That we have kvinos of non-Jews is prohibited, even if it was made in the or of the keva that it was shechted in, meaning, right? And there's no basim v'chala problem, right? And I'm having trouble remembering what. Why not? So the Taz explains a little bit. Kiva shchita sam about mishum. The Taz and Tess says about mishum basav achalav ein esu deoraisa. The tzoni know everything is cold. Ba'afalkav the kamamid, and even though it's a davar amamid, ein iser elamid derabanan. That would only be a problem derabanan. Tosos ukasav v'toras habayis aruch. I guess daf peivav. The Hari Evan Migash Hiksha O Lama Lo Yehi Batal Vishishim Viteritz Al Shnei Kushas Eilish Akol Isser Machmas Asinas Tamakum Abasar Vcha. So that's his question. The Rebbe Migash is asking why didn't he say Batal Vishishim? But really, the main reason that we're mattering is because everything is cold. And Dabraham.
That's a Bidi Ever Halacha, no? Is that?
Kevin de Eno Me'urav, which is not mixed in, but you still have the problem, right? Because we try not to have it touch. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you gotta go back to page 9. See what the issue is. Different volume. Okay, so, so that's what he, so Hor Kevish Kitasim Shehin Nevelas, right? Mithneshim Amidu Samba, Hor Kevish Kitasim Shehin Nevelas. Vafilu hamidua basavim asura, which could be, I guess, a nevela. Vafilu hamidua basavim, even if you make it with flowers or with weeds, so it's still going to be prohibited. So it comes to Ramah and says, v'chein haminak v'ein lefrutz geder, im lo b'makum shenogu behem hater. So the Ramah acknowledges, right, the Pastosma said there are places that are makel on this din, so the Ramah acknowledges that there are such places that are makel. So if you happen to live in Narvona, so one has the right to be makel. I guess you'd have a shayla if you go to Narvona today. I don't think you would be able to be makel today, but okay. V'im ha'yisrael roa, but then the Ramah adds in, however, so what does a Jew need to be involved in? V'im ha'yisrael roa, siyas ha'gvinos v'achaliva mutter. But if a Jew sees the making of the gvina, and the milking as well, so then it would be permissible. And that's the minug by us, that as long as there's a mashkiach, right? So what are we concerned about? So most of those things are concerned that something was going to happen. So Ramah says, if you could take care of that concern by watching to make sure it doesn't happen, so then you don't have to worry about it anymore. So then it's going to be kasher. So that is the shita of the Ramah. Right, the later posts can point out, right, that there aren't any other places. I think there are Chashulchan, the Chacham Zalim, right, say that there's no such other places that act otherwise. So that is that's what the Ramah says is the minhag that everybody holds, like at least until you get to the Shah. Right. So according to the Ramah, just have a Mashkiach there, and that should be sufficient. So the Shah comes along and says, I don't know about that. So where did the Ramah get this idea from? So he says, Zeu al pi mash kasa b'darki
Moshe. So what are you reading?
Oh, sorry, in the Shach Chaf. Right, if you look at Shach Yutess, so the Shach and Yutess is where he says, why are we machmer even if it was made with flowers? So he says, because the gezeira is the gezeira, and we're not going to flip around the gezeira anymore. That's the Shach and Yutess. Chaf, however, he comes as a very long, not that long, but it's pretty long. Zeu apima shekasa v'darki Moshe. So the Shach points out, where did the Ramah get this idea from that you can, that the minhag is, if you're washing, then it's okay? So he says he got that from the Torah's Chatas, right? Kasav Mordechai, the Shem of the Mordechai, Perakol Habasar, that feeling Yisrael roa hachaliva voikuchavim asa gvino. So let's say even if a Jew is watching it, the non-Jew was milking it, afilu hachi einogim lulochim min haovei kuchavim, we still wouldn't buy it from the kuchavim, from the non-Jew. Aval ha'daguda perak shol kasav zeloshenu adam kona. Sikum gvinos, that a Jew would buy these things. Even if the Jew was standing there not saying anything, that would be okay, and that's what the Aguda says. So we have this machlokas about whether you can watch. So that seems to be what the machlokas is about. And the Ramah says, okay, so we have the right to be mekel like the Aguda and rely on just watching. However, comes the Shach and points out, he says, that the Aguda is not arguing on the Mordechai. The Aguda lo mairi Awesome, El Inyan Isser Shabbos. Why is the Jew watching in that case? Because it's Shabbos, and the Jew can't have any control. But if it wasn't Shabbos, so then the Jew certainly would have had to have control.
And should,
right? And that's the Shach's side. The makor for the dark emotion is he's saying is on a false premise. Right now, you have a bit of a question about, okay, well, what about that Shabbos milk? I think that was one of the early days of the state. That was one of the big issues that they right with the kibbutzim that wanted to be from. And what do you do with milking the cows on Shabbos? Right? So could you have a non-Jew do it? But it's not. It's not, you know, we're in Eretz Yisrael, we should have non-Jews be doing our work for us. We should be doing all the work in Eretz Yisrael. So that was a whole, one of the big, big tumults, much as we've written about milking the cows and Shabbos in the early years of the state. So, anyways, so that is, so the Shach goes on and says that one has to be machmer on this. And he states, I don't know, 7-8 lines below where we are now, 10 lines below where we are now. He writes, "Avalvada ein lachalik ben ra ha Yisrael asius hagvinos olo." don't know if you could see where we are. Kimon she'asru chacham gvinos ha'ove kochavim kol ha'gvinos asru. Says they're all asr. That filo hamidu ha'shavim asru mishum lo plug. That even if you know that they're using flowers, it's lo plug, a problem. We're going to say that here as well. That it's going to be a problem, even if the Jew is watching. Im kin huad din ra she'asan ove kochavim. Even if you watch the non-Jew do it. Right, Richard, we're about four lines before it becomes white. Everyone else?
I don't know where you are.
I don't know where you are.
I'm so where you are.
Okay, but I don't know where they are. Behind the Perek, I don't know, Tanan, Stomach Venus, that must be in where we are in Ilum Amidin. That's right, Ilum, the Perek in Avodah Zarah. Right, so in Avodah Zarah where it says, right, Tan stomach gvinos ovi kuchavim asurim v'gabi chalav ovi kuchavim tnan. He says by gvinos non-Jews it says it's asur, but by the non-Jewish milk it says hasam chalav shachav ovi kuchav v'eni so roeyu asur. There it says the Jew wasn't watching it; it's asur. I mean, there, as I pointed out before, there are two different mishnayos. Mishnah A says gvinos akum is asur. Mishnah B says chalav akum is asur if a Jew didn't see it. So comes the shach and says, obviously, when it comes to cheese, it's not enough just for a Jew to see it. A Jew has to be more involved than just seeing it. Amo gvinos in chiluk bein ra, siyus agvinos olo, v'chein kol aposkim, kasfu stama, v'lo chilku begvinos kamo shechiluk b'chalav, ovikulchavim, el vadaik vinos ovikulchavim b'chol inyan asurim, v'chein hu b'tshuvos maimini, so to send shuvos maimini, simen ches, halachos machas asura simen ches, b'tshuvos rabbeinu shimshon, not sure. We olam lora isi likach gvinos ovi kolchavim afilu ra chalav mishachav ovi kolchavim. And I, you know, the Ramak claimed the minog was what the Ramak claimed. I don't know what they were doing in Krakow. Although the Shach lived not far from where the Shach lived. Shach also lives in Krakow. No, I think Shach also lives in Krakow. So I don't know what they were doing in the Ramak was rabbi around here. But in my day, I don't see anybody buying such cheese from non-Jews, even if they go ahead and watch it. So you have here a classic machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach. That's one going to be machmir for the Shach and require a Jew to be more involved, either a Jew to own it, or for a Jew to, which the two ways are either a Jew to own it or B, for a Jew to be involved in the process. Now it's not as easy for a Jew to be involved in the process as he is by cooking, right? By cooking, so you have a Jew turn on the fire, and then the Jew could go, do whatever he wants. Here, he actually has to somehow be more involved. So, how does one achieve this? So, how do we paskin between this Ramah and this Shach? So, if you take a look at the Piskei Tshuva Sif Vav, so he quotes from the. Right, so he says there, Ayin Tshuvos, Ayin Be'er Hativ, B'Shem Shach, V'Ayin Tshuvos Noda B'Yehuda, the Alta Zedi, Tinyana Chelek, Orachayim, Simen Lamed Zayin, Chichuya Kedivrei, Haramah, V'Loka Shach, V'Tazu Pri Chadash, V'Chin Hora B'ha, not sure, V'ha Pri Toar, V'Chasar Shechim Pashan HaMinig. So you have the Noda B'Yehuda and others claiming that the Minig is like the Ramah. If the Jew owned the chalav in the first place, so then even if the non-Jew put it in, so then it certainly would be permitted. And they figure and they say that the proofs of the shachs are not necessarily so clear. Okay, that's what Pesach Tshuva says. The Vilna Gaon, however, does not hold this way. The Vilna Gaon in Sif Tesvav, also on your page, in theory.
Yeah.
Right, Bir Hagra in Tesvav says Vimra the Lahachi Tsrichi Taima Ach. So right, Vimra is if you watch it. So he says the Lahachi Tsrichi Taima Achirim Kigvina. However, here you need other reasons like the cheese. Vayin Tosos Lamed Hey Beis Dibur Maschil Lekvinos V'Shem Echa Dibur Akol Lefi Uchule V'Chol Zed L'Shitaso. Says all this is according to the Shita of Tosos. It says it's based on those reasons that are given in the Gemara. If the reasons don't apply, they don't apply. Avalafi Mash Kasev Le'El. But according to what I wrote earlier, which I believe is just one sif earlier, according to what I wrote earlier, Dafka Shaham Mid Yisrael, the Jew has to be I thought that the establish it, the Jew has to make it, the Jew has to be involved in the making of it. So the Vilna Gaon is machmir, like the shach, the in Igros Moshe.
So that would eliminate the possibility of Jew being in, Jew's involvement being as a mashgiach, just watch.
So to just be a mashgiach would be a problem. Now, if you remember from Chol of Akum, what? According to the Shach, according to the Ramah, the Ramah says it's fine. Now, if the problem is only, I had this hara that if the I was thinking that if the problem is only that you're that well, there has to be a difference between milk and cheese. So then, I would say, remember by milk there was a kula about watching it. They didn't necessarily have to watch all the time, right? So by milk, you really, it wasn't really necessarily that you need to watch it, you really needed to have a yediya. You really just had to know about it. That was what Rav Moshe said. Right? If you stand outside and you have the ability to look inside at any time, so that's what the poskim said was permissible. So you don't see anybody saying here that's permissible here. Here you have to say that you have to actually watch it. So maybe that's a chumrah over milk, and not necessarily as machmir as the shach is going. There you go.
There's more involved in making cheese than milking a cow.
Right, that's what it seems. Or maybe it's a Stam Gezerah that we're not. Yeah, this is not. I didn't make a copy of this Igros Moshe. That's not that one, because that's the wrong page. But this one, I didn't make a copy either. The Rav Moshe seems to go like the Ramah. He seems to like the Ramah more, but then he has a paragraph where he says. That if it's easily able to follow the shach, the rekas of a shach pasuk katan chaf the sof of vodin v'she'in sochren abehemos v'kin and sigum gvinus mimenu gvinus him b'shas asiyas and shal Yisrael v'sof v'ashach. Right. So then one should go like the shach. She asked v'yikti mimenu yikti mimenu takev kinyan amu al pitini hamedina shehu v'kan. Contract? Oh, the contract. Shemutr gamla hashach afsha akum yasav asav velosiyu Yisrael. Okay, so he seems to hold like the Ramah, but says one should try to be machmer like the shach, and I think we generally are trying to be machmer like the shach if one is easily able to do so. Now, I happened to live in a place for several years where it was not so easy to do so, but I don't think anybody is moving to say, oh, well, let's hold like the Ramah and trust. I don't believe those companies. Those hechsher that are considered subpar, especially when it comes to cheese. So you will see on cheese very often some of these what we would consider subpar hashgachas that shall remain nameless. So why is that? Because cheese is very open. You could say, what do you mean? I paskin like the chachmei narvona, so the rumors are is that they, you know, those companies are not up to the standards of the Ramah even, but they are at the standards of a Yotzi v'Nechnas. You can go in once in a while, once a year, we'll show up, make sure, etc. So that is why we are pretty machmer when it comes to those cheese hashkafas. But Jack, I think that one's heavier. Is that Jack? Right.
Is there another one to take?
The one in my office is the one we generally carry.
Yeah, that's the old show one.
That's right.
That one's good.
Okay, so anyways, so that's Tshuva Vigorous Motion number one. Now, what I did send out, however, okay, so the copy that I did give out is relevant. So.
This one page.
So Moshe has a different tshuva on the topic of the distinction between between hard cheeses and soft cheeses. So while we might be very machmir when it comes to the hard cheeses, so does one have the right to be makel when it comes to cottage cheese and cream cheese and things of that nature? And there we generally are. If you go to the top left, I guess, top left of the middle, because I guess you have three columns, right? So the middle column begins with the
well,
you kind of have a four, three and a half. So in the middle column, column two, column B.
This one.
That one,
okay.
Yes.
Well.
So about four lines from the top, we can read the Aval Korchakish Tam Gadl Shirak Hakvinos Shitzrithim Leiza Hamada. Right, that maybe that there's a good reason to say that it's only applied to cheeses that require some kind of standing, right? That needs, like, I don't know what you call it in cheese language,
baking,
fermenting, aging. You need to build it up. Aval, you should watch that. There's a small Urshnal, small Torah is in the Aron upstairs.
It's not kosher.
It's not kosher. It should be removed. I wish it was.
What's in the Aron?
I don't think that's where I put it. Then you should just put it on my desk. Hopefully he'll notice that. Okay. Even in a place where you know that they're using flowers. But I just lost the place here. He says the machlokas that the Rama had, right, that the Rabbeinu Tam had and was describing, was about where instead of using animal keva, they're using flowers, right? So there you're going to have this machlokas. And there we have the gezeira about hagvinos livnos she'ein levanos, but the white cheeses she'ein tzarech lahamada, right, minisinas eze davar klal, but the white cheeses that don't require this hamada, you don't put anything in it, the mitzamtzim mi muamadim b'meshach hazman, but rather are just left for a while. And left in those places, I guess, I don't know, heat or whatever. So those are not included in the iser. Wasn't shaykh to that. Not that it's low plug and we're following the reasons and excluding it from the reasons. But the gezeirah was made on certain things. What was the gezeirah made on? The gezeirah was made on, says Rav Moshe, on hard cheese that uses rennet. And if it doesn't, then we don't call that cheese. We call that cream cheese. We call that cottage cheese. But that's not under the gezeira of cheese. We should not meet the medavra aser sharehu inyan kvinas acheres shelo dami luhu lo betam velo bemarav. I don't know if I would say that, but it's not similar, not in taste and not in luck. Velo nesrim olam klal af la Rambam. That was never asered, even according to the Rambam, who says that it's lo plug. Right, you could go down to the end, you could skip, I have another little section that's underlined over there, right? It says, Va'af she'omrim, and even those are those that say, she'gam b'gvina zu, that even in this cheese, can you make out those next words?
Katad?
Cottage cheese, right? Even the other cheese, known as cottage cheese, knows the ma'ak rennet. So them claim, what do you mean? In cottage cheese, they do put in a little bit of rennet. In a afi nema sherennet hu davar aser, even if the rennet really is aser, mistabish ein lahashivo mamid. I wouldn't call it a davar hamamid. Why? Given the ein lahakvina shum toelos miza, because the cheese doesn't get anything from it. Now, it's a little odd to say that, otherwise what are they putting it in for, right? But he's saying I wouldn't call it mamid because the cheese itself isn't the davar hamamid. The cheese itself doesn't stand, the cheese flops, I don't know, right? The lo mishuach tam hagvina b'ma'at harene shenasnu sham yoser b'kefisho shehu amdu me'atzma mitzad hazman v'hachom, right? That it doesn't... The edit doesn't add anything in other than more than anything else that's going in there. Amashir mir la'amid adeya renit ein zeh klum. In fact, that goes a little faster. Doesn't count. The tovas agvina elu tovas amocher. That doesn't help. That doesn't help the cheese. That only helps the seller. Sheish la'agvinas eze yam kodem ve'ein shayach lesser mitzad zeh mitam she renit mamid. And I wouldn't call the renit when it comes to cottage cheese. I wouldn't call it a davar hamamid. So this is the famous tshuva why cream cheese and cottage cheese and perhaps butter. Butter is probably mutter for a different reason, but why all those things aren't.
So that's why you can buy, let's say,
Philadelphia
cream cheese.
Right, let's make sure we use the right brand here.
Right? Yeah. Or Raskus. Oh no, Raskus is Jewish. Okay.
Raskus also—that's Jewish, right? Yeah. That's true.
So, and then cheese, it has to be like Miller or whatever.
Gold.
Correct. There you go. Now, there was, when we were living in Phoenix, there was all of a sudden this cheese that came on the market. This, like, Cheddar Jack cheese that had, like, a chafke on it. It was like, La'yuhudim haya'ayram asimcham sasavikar. Like, nobody knew why. And they just, what happened was they tried it. I'm not sure they even realized what they were doing, the company, but they did it. And they got this huge mark. The whole Southwest was eating this cheese. And then they went off. I remember, like calling and writing letters, like, on behalf of, the congregation. We very much wish that you would maintain your hefsher, etc. There was like a year and a half where we would buy these, and it was for sale like in Walmart. So like you could buy this cheese in Walmart for like the same price as all the other cheeses. But all good things must come to an end.
But it's so, this yellow processed cheese. It's usually a Jewishly owned company, but it doesn't have to be, because I don't think that cheese is.
Because a lot of them aren't, but you need to. But you need to have a Jew then involved in the making of it. So how much does he need to be involved in? I don't know. Yeah, you could ask the cheese experts at the kashrus companies about how much is exactly gets done.
Well, they have to be involved.
Okay.
So around here, the issue of the ShopRite.